Hello, this is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is that just expecting the new moon within the next 10 hours. Wow, happy new moon, everyone. So here is the July 2020 new moon, right after that eclipse season ended, and putting that seed, new intention for embodying the momentum that we planted towards deepening the summer for the harvest. So the focus I'd like to give this day is unlock the potential within and around. Stay tuned for that after this weekly check-in conscious breathing exercise, the quickest meditation being current here now, as to taking the time for yourself, connecting each part of you together, using the energy field of oneness at the same time, and returning back to the sense of self, using the breath consciously together. Allow my voice guide your attention. Energy moves where attention is given. So consciously giving your attention means that you are directing your energy, using your power. It's totally up to you to navigate your energy for whatever that direction that you are wanting to resonate. The idea is to consciously redirect in. Most of the time, we are subconscious, unconscious. Only a 5% is our consciousness. So let us use this power and redirect, adjust, and allow the natural sense of self back into your body, mind, feeling, here now at this present moment together. Ready? So inhaling all the air from the nose and taking in the fresh energy all around you into your body, and notice what you are thinking, feeling while you are feeding new energy coming into your body. And let that all out from the mouth with no longer serving everything, the sense of self, people, event, memories that belong to the past. This is perfect energy flow to resetting as a new, under darkest dark night, to clean up each house of your being, my being, our beingness as one, and returning all back to the universe. So that's being taken care of as the way we direct our own energy. Ready? Let's do that 3 times. Counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go. Inhale 2, 3. Hold it. Circulate your energy. And release from the mouth, slowly and completely all out, and releasing back into the universe, belonging to the past. One more time. Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1, go. 2, 3. Hold it. The last one with the silence. Just witness your thought, your feeling, your body in sensing the new air coming in and exhaling. Which part of your being is getting your attention? Just observe it, witness, and allow that to shedding all no longer serving energy and out with the breath. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for taking the time for yourself. Conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe. How do you feel? I know that my neck, back of my neck, is getting the sensation when I'm breathing in and exhaling. Just notice, just observe, no need to judge anything, but just observing which part of you, your body, your memory is getting your attention. You know, that is the energy, is creating some intensity. Perhaps that deserve attention to consciously letting go, maybe needing a massage or maybe needing the dialogue with someone to redirecting the association of your perception to that person or the event of the feeding or the childhood memory or the worries about the future, you know, and just notice and then at this present moment, you are fine with here, now, with this breath. Thank you for co-creating this oneness energy. So today's focus I'd like to give is that unlock that potential within and around. This is a perfect time to remind ourselves that infinite possibilities and potentials, even whatever came to awareness and happening in the world around us as in a pandemic and crisis, and all the new energy is bringing some new informations that's unfamiliar to everyday practice as in a living in the history. However, that everything is changing the universe constantly, and just particular new pattern of energy came to influence our everyday life and community and society in unexpected dynamics. So it's like, oops, this is new. It's not good or bad. What But just new to play with it, new to connect with it, being part of it as in a group and society. However, the smallest universe and community is within us, our body, our mind, feeling, emotions, and physical body, and way of being, and our spirit, and sense of self, and mission, and passion, and all the things that we connect and re possibly rejecting with our own energy, that universe within us. There is a tremendous amount of possibility to redirect based on known unknown potential. Each element can be connected in absolutely new way to show the new view. It's totally up to you to create the connected dots and element to see as the way you can resonate. That's your gift. And what is creating that? Who is creating your way of thinking? Is that you? Which you? Is that your mind or your inner knowing? Where is it? Is that your observer or the feeding feeder or the thinker thinking? Just being open to that. That is the gift of your unique possibility as a human being to be able to imagine and think about, wonder about. What if, in a way that combining in a new way, use that gift wisely to create something better? You can create for the worst. It's totally up to you to create that. Use your creativity and power as a human being for potentials and possibility to feel good, excited about more happiness to share with the others, extend, expand, amplify the fullness, excitement, and also in order to go evolve in the transformative process. Of course, there's a night in order to see the stars shining in the darkest dark night is the new moon to set in. Go within the dark, darkest dark in the dawn to notice. Come within you and find in the spotlight potentials of the stars to connect the way that excite you, brighten your next stage right now with your power of possibility. Imagine potential within it is extended into the world around you. Connect the world around us, connect the universe under one sky, the stars that we share, the moon and sun, that are all other planets that we are co-creating as the reality. It's totally up to you to connect the dot, unlock the potential within, and all around you. This is your universe. Whew, that's an interesting channeling message for darkest dark new moon in July 2020. I would like to go for the intuitive reading. Today's focus is from the life path. You can also request your reading by sending me a message over Facebook, Twitter at June Universe. Come join me and for the next segment for intuitive reading. Click in the link at the description page. Look forward to connecting you there. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. See you there. Welcome back. Ooh, I love this ongoing channeling energy, that darkest dark and something very calm energy and new to coming down to the planet Earth as the storm, that just attacking, not the signals, what is that called? The flashing from the part of the universe is connecting us, reminding as an electric shock as to, hey, this is another moment for redirecting, the aligning, choosing by synchronistic, most highest good resonance to your intentional creation. I just love this energy. That makes me feel really uplifting, high, and good to give intuitive reading. So today's request I have here blindly is from Life Path. And as usual, I like you to choose the feeling you would like to experience being part of this oneness, and using this for helping you becoming quickening your manifestations, like alignment, refinement to your chosen state. The feeling is the quickest. So I highly recommend you to pick the feeling if you want to get excited, or you want to get clarifying, if you want to get hopeful, open, loving, kind. These are all good. If you want to get energized, inspired, these are all good. So just to choose for some feeding and send a good thought to reading request as if they're experienced in the perfect way when you're listening. So when you send a good thought in this oneness, the universal energy return system will coming back to you to help you embody the chosen feeding. That's how the universal energy cycle circle works for all of our benefit. And here is the 3 minutes I like to set for reading. The first symbol is here. The coconut. Coconut. Here's your 3 minute coconut. Okay. I'm having the sense this particular coconut situation is very connected to a natural communication. This fresh, minty kind of energy, freshness is very crucial when you communicate or share with this particular coconut situation. Something particularly dark side of you, or sharing some wisdom, something related to the darkness, it would be good to bring that into the light, brighter, and digest, and then talk about with like a tropical feeling as sunshine, bright shine after the storm. You can get rainbow kind of energetic delivery is useful and powerful for you to be remember when you do relate to this coconut matter. And I feel this is very natural, authentic, and overall you get the great job on creating the framework. And flower is blossoming when you find out the new state of inner being, that it's good to choose some symbol or talisman to give yourself a cue before joining this matter. I'm having a sense that some sort of like a crystal or like a stone will help you get to connect and prepare every time in the similar frequency when you participate for this. That will make you feel better and give yourself a stable rhythm to create and build ideal formation for comfortable natural self in expansion as exactly what you would like to. I'm having this very intellectual energy I am sensing, and that holiness, it's something easily get perceived by others as an in a sense that the snobbish kind of way of delivering. You have no idea about it, but the combination of your delivery is easily mistaken as that way. So pay attention to that to bring your eye level as in a grounding level and an open, maybe the laughter is helping to bring in some easier wrapping to your delivery so that people can easily get that very highly intellectual, informative information in more amusing way. Good luck. This is coconut, a category of life path. Lots of information coming out from this coconut. Okay, the next one is Casablanca. Casablanca. Okay. I'm immediately getting the sense that this it's kind of like an animal playfulness that no one can touch that area of a human psyche. The animal can touch and heal. That type of power this Casablanca is offering or having, and I'm having the sense that it's a good to protect that uniqueness of this natural gift that it has, this Casablanca has. There's something about the blue sky, blue ocean, tied up with the natural element as in a unique package to show as in a picture, clear picture. And kind of circle of energy and people of group is gathering and co-creating as a support with lots of feminine energy I'm sensing in this circle. It not necessarily too spiritual, but it's more of a natural authenticity, up and down, enjoying part of the this festive energy, enable healing. I'm getting the sense that left hand is tingling, means that something creative matter needs the translated into mono materialistic shareable form. The energy must convert into some exchange in ideal rate. I have a sense that the natural evaluation can make it more refined form, and number 20 would be a good figure to be remembered when you choose to calculate that rate for the transition transaction for transmitting the energy of non-physical into the physical exchange rate. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and heat into your creation. This is Casablanca, category of life best. Let's get going with the next one. Here we go. The next one is a candle. Candle. Okay, I smell the candle of lavender, that purple energy. It's heating, calming down the highly burned energy in a good way. So balancing out the high productivity and coming back here and to meditate. This, I feel your heart connected and particular candle situation, and it's twice a month would be good to connect within about this matter and meditate. Just embrace and taking the time by yourself even is enough to serve the purpose. I'm having a sense of something about the sea element, as in the shells, or it's different from fish, but could be a turtle or dolphins. Is good to have as a companion or symbolic element to protect and remind yourself to coming back to sort of like a ritualistic new pattern of habit that will help to expand your ideal intention about this particular candle matter. I'm having a sense that the color gray is good for you to neutralize the self, and that will help you balancing your ideal sense of self to connect and dedicate this particular matter. I have a sense that September is the go sign. Until then, it's good to build a new rhythm with this candle situation, with connecting to self. This is the time to go within and to develop the sense of self with like a new identity. I got the number three. Three is the beginning of community. So choosing three element for yourself to embody and get prepared for the September. Less is more for this candle matter. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. Thanks for your request. This is candle category of life path. I have another one request. To the last one is the B. B. Here's your 3 minute B. Okay. I have a sense that this particular bee situation is almost ready to collect the honey, means like ready to share. And it's so comfortable, authentic self is building up and created with the hard work, but it doesn't feel like a hard work because it's so sweet and ready to share. I'm having the sense that it's the very profitable, logical package connected to B is already here, and clear view promising that result as what you intended. So stay open, get going, and even if you are taking into some detour in that you feel like nothing to do with the bee and the honey situation, but just pay attention to that element. Might take you to detour, but give you a more deepening that result, the goal to fit in because of that dedication to unexpected. Normally you get rejected, but openness would stimulate and expand that potential. I'm having a sense that something to do with the olive trees or olive oil would help to pay attention to this element that guiding you for success that possible more than you expect. I feel this path, the door is opening authentically sometimes in full swing in October. So that July, August, September, October, the 4 months, it's wonderful to play with it. Even if you play hard, your intention of this beat is already solid and no worry to mess up and just to becoming more mature and deepening the gift to share with others more than you expected. Congratulations. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is B category of life path. You can also request your own life's curious matter intuitive energy reading by sending me that private message over Facebook or Twitter. Need to follow June Universe and choose the symbol that represent your life's curious matter and let me know what it's about. Is this a love life or it's the family or it's the life path? And so that help me read the energy around the symbol and interpret that message useful for your actual creation. And if you feel it's resonating, take it. It's free. It's a community service. I normally charge for my clients for the private session, but here as in a community service that you are giving me and us an opportunity to get together our energy in oneness. So thank you. That's the free gift from me. And if you feel it's not resonating, you just don't take it. I totally respect that you're the most knowledgeable person about your life. So trust in that your own knowing. And even if you notice this is totally off, and then that information will guide you towards more resonating information that you are seeking for as an insight. That's the whole idea. And look forward to intuiting your needs. So, how's your embodiment of your feeling? Let us take a one long deep breath together for this closing. Ready? So, let us take a long deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose, go 2, 3. Thank you for joining co-creating energy of oneness. This is June Universe. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. Bye.